tennis, and they are thinking of things, and things are going to get interesting for them because the varsity especially is going to have a pretty big stretch coming up here over the next few days and through the next week, actually. Of course, with regionals, hard to believe that's coming up in 2 weeks already. We got one of those senior players for Scott City and Houston. Frank plays number one singles, and how are you doing this evening?
Good.
Well, how's the season been for you?
I think I have a singles record right now of 5-4, so it's not great. But, you know, this last tournament, 2 losses, and I only had 1 win, so that isn't great for the record.
Well, you've run into some pretty stiff competition as well. What have you maybe taken away from them at those meets? I think it was, Ellsworth last Thursday?
Yeah, I lost to the same kid twice at that meet. And, I mean, he just hustled everywhere, so I'm just going to have to keep going, playing longer. They play a lot longer. They hustle around longer than, you know, the other kids.
What do you feel like maybe you need to kind of work on to kind of take that next step and get that improvement right before regionals?
I definitely play up or down to my competition. Mm-hmm. So if there's somebody that's not very good, I'm not going to play very good, and I need to do something about that.
All right, and so you're going to now be playing Friday. It's going to be – you've had some nice days, even though it's been a little windy this week. Yesterday, I mean, it was like a rough one out there. But Friday, it's going to be a lot cooler, I think, around in the 50s. So what's that going to be like there as you play Garden City on Friday?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of wind, so this will be different, you know. Instead of hitting it into the wind or up, you know, trying to get over them, you can just hit it right over the net. So it'll be interesting.
And what would you like to accomplish here as you get to the back half of the season as you head toward regional?
Just win as many matches as I can. You know, it's definitely possible to win this tournament and then the next one, and we'll just see what I can do.
All right. Well, hopefully it continues to work out well for you here, Houston. And is it going too fast for you?
Yeah. No, it's going pretty fast.
All right. It is once again senior Houston Frank joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, Houston. Good luck to you coming up on Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Houston Frank joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We now go to Junior and Brody Strine here, who is on the show here with us this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And I tell you what, you've had quite a bit of tennis already this year, and I think you're at Phillipsburg on Monday. Did you go to Larned yesterday?
I did.
All right. So you've had a pretty good week, it looks like.
Yeah, it went pretty good in my eyes. I won both of them, so that's pretty sweet.
All right. Well, Monday, it was Team BS, Brody Strine, Brody Steckline.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm not mistaken. So you guys had quite the duo this year, aren't you?
Yeah, people like to call us Brody Squares. So that's pretty neat.
Well, that works too. Yeah. No, but you've been kind of combination bouncing back and forth between singles and doubles. What have you been maybe the most successful at this year?
I think I play a lot better in singles, just not having that guy at the net. Just takes a lot of pressure off. You can just play tennis, and you don't have to worry about the front guy.
All right. Well, Friday, it sounds like you're going to be kind of one of those filler teams. So what are you looking to maybe accomplish there on Friday down at Garden?
I'm guessing it's going to be pretty stout competition, so mainly just get better and play as best we can. Just get more playing time.
What's been your best meet so far this year?
Probably Great Bend. I played with Houston. That was
okay.
Pretty good time.
I think I saw Coach put it on the line. It was great wind, I think, right?
Yeah, it was pretty horrible there.
All right. Well, you've had a good season in varsity and even some JV along the way here, Brody. And congratulations on your year so far. And good luck to you as you go throughout the second half of this season.
All right. Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Brody Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here as we bring in Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here on the show here. And, let's see, we have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday you make it here to what? You stay in town here.
Yeah, it's actually Coach Kacharik took him yesterday, so I needed a break of the wind from the wind. I was, you know, getting a little dry, going to blow away.
I understand, yeah, but it's been good for the last couple of days there for you guys. Monday, quad, kind of a mixed group of varsity kids and a couple of JV kids there at Phillipsburg, and that kind of kickstarted your week off well.
Yeah, really proud of the performance. No one was playing in their normal spots there up in Phillipsburg, and had three JV guys come in and do really well, and just pleased with them. That was a late add from Phillipsburg. This is their second season, and they wanted us to bring a team. They didn't care who we brought, and so to walk away with the team victory was great too.
And then yesterday, Tuesday, you end up sending your second unit, second six, I guess you could say, to Larned to their varsity meet, and you guys had a really good day there as well.
Yeah, really proud of the play from those guys. The fact that our second six can go and beat up on a couple teams, you know, they're 3-2-1A teams, but guys that are typically in our regional, and a little glimpse at the future with some of those guys playing yesterday, and you know, our future is in good hands with those guys.
As senior heavy as you guys are this year, and to be able to kind of, you know, like we had with Brody here, and also and then the other Brody Steckline, and some of them along the way, Reed Batterton, just to name a few that I've seen here this year that have been on our show. How exciting is it to see them have success against varsity players?
Yeah, it's awesome. We've had, I think, seven different guys now from the JV, typical JV squad, that have filled in and played some varsity time, and have had success there too. So just the fact that they get a hit against the, you know, one of the better teams in Western Kansas every day in the senior heavy group, and it pays off. You know, they feel like they're getting beat up every day at practice maybe, but come meet time, it makes it a little bit easier.
Do you feel, I know at this time you kind of had an idea where you guys were set with some things. It's a little different this year. Do you feel like that you're still kind of set on where you have your best players at and how you want the lineup look?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the day. You know, I think the whole team's walked away frustrated from from a lot of our performances, and even walking away with some of these team victories. So, you know, we talk about ways to shake things up a little bit, but you know, I still have confidence in those top six that they can go and have success moving forward here.
You mentioned that that your ones that have been on varsity for 3-4 years, they get frustrated even though they win tournaments and stuff. You got to love to see that fire still trying to continue to get better, because they've been so good for so long that it's easy to just kind of be stagnant, but you can tell that they're still frustrated and they want to get better and feel like they haven't played their best yet.
For sure. Yeah, they're playing with a little bit of a target on their back, and especially in these Western Kansas meets. And, you know, they feel that pressure a little bit, I think, walking onto the court. And we've talked about looking forward to playing to win, not playing not to lose, and going out and just dominating every point, every game, not just trying to get by. So I think we're making improvements there, and we've got a loaded schedule up the next four meets are all really good ones for us. So we'll really find out where we're at, what we're made of.
Yeah, it starts on Friday now, so you had to have it just a little bit between meets there. Friday, they moved, of course, from Saturday. You don't want to play in 40-degree weather there, and possibility of rain, but it's still going to be about mid to upper 50s there at Garden City on Friday. But a tournament that you guys are looking to kind of build some success upon as you head to Heston and I think Great or Hoisington next week.
That's right, yep. Tomorrow will be a good test, Friday will be a good test for us. Playing a lot of the WAC schools and then just area schools that fill in from year to year. But that'll be a really good one. Loaded in singles. Houston will have his work cut out from him. And you know, hopefully Preston's ready to go. He dealt with a little ankle tweak today at practice. But if those two can go and compete there, that'll give him some good confidence going into a loaded meet next Tuesday at Heston. I told Cheryl tomorrow's our last practice on the home courts till next Wednesday.
Wow.
Just leaving early for that Heston meet and having the weekend here in between.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here as we talk Scott City tennis. Off to a good start, but we'll have a good competition coming up here on Friday at Garden City, and then Heston next week as well. That's a new one to the schedule. Thanks again, as always, for the time here, Coach. Good luck to you coming up on Friday, Garden.
Thank you very much.